for knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin. Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candle Shore. You know, when I got up today, I don't know what I was expecting to do. I just was going to have work on the, I'm working on a new book and have a lot of chores to do. But I thought, you know what? Today it felt like a day to make coffee. I haven't made coffee in about maybe 8 months. So I went downstairs, put the coffee on, sat in front of the television. I usually don't watch television in the morning, but whatever. I hit the button and it came on. And for a few minutes, I didn't know what it was. And then I realized it was on TV One, a network called TV One. They're covering the, let me get comfortable. They're covering the Whitney Houston. They were covering the Whitney Houston, funeral. They call it homecoming, but you know, what are you going to call it? A funeral. And I thought, by the way, I had no interest in watching this whatsoever. But I thought, well, I'm waiting for the coffee. So, you know, let me look. Let me just see what kind of stuff's going to come out of this funeral. And by the way, this episode is not about specifically Whitney Houston, but it is in a way. So let me start out. Let me just lead this way. So anyway, I'm watching and they're singing the songs and it's got that down home black Baptist church feel to it. Brought back a lot of memories. And I'm watching and watching and it's watching the show, because it really is a show. They don't say it is, but it is. It really started to get me a little angry for several reasons. One, you know, the woman, and I didn't know Whitney Houston. Let me just say this. Any comments I make are just my opinion. I have no personal knowledge of anything or anybody that I'm about to speak about. Okay. So let's just get that out of the way so the lawyers don't call me. But I can give my opinion, and this is just my opinion. I'm amazed at the kind of crap they were talking about. You know, I was listening about, oh, you know, how she's with God now, and she walks with God. You know, I don't understand it. How you can take a 48-year-old woman who basically drugged herself to death, in my opinion, and say that's walking with God. You know, I'm going to move the mic back. They were talking about how, oh, you know, she never lost faith in God. And I don't know. It seems to me that if she was so close to God, you know, it just strikes me as odd that nobody wants to say anything the truth. Have we gotten, as a country in this United States, and I don't know about around the world, but here, it doesn't matter what anybody does. They always get sainted. You know, during the memorial, just once, I'd like to hear somebody say, you know what, this woman had a gift, and she reached the stratosphere of stardom, and she blew it. Just once, I'd like to hear somebody, and not just Whitney, you know, what about Michael? He sat around yes, I know the doctor was found guilty, but these superstars sit around and have all this money, more money than most of us will ever have in a lifetime, and they throw their lives away. And while that doesn't make them a bad person, it sure as hell doesn't make them a great person. You know, I don't understand why somebody can't separate the talent from the person. You know, she could sing. I liked her music all right. I like Michael's music all right. But I don't put him on a pedestal. Why must we put all these superstars on a pedestal? You know, money cannot breed class. Money cannot breed a sense of purpose. And, you know, to me, how a person dies is as important as how they lived. All things being equal, especially, it is a tragedy. To me, here's a tragedy, okay? A tragedy to me is when somebody's walking across the street and a drunk driver hits them. Boom. Game over. That's a tragedy. Okay? A tragedy is when somebody is trying to rescue another person and loses their life. That's a tragedy. It's not a tragedy when somebody dies of old age. It is not a tragedy when somebody, and I'm going to just use this loosely, gets to a point where everybody wants to please them because they're an institution unto themselves, and they indulge every whim they ever had and suck down the drugs or drink the drugs or shoot the drugs and thinks they're above the law. That, and then they end up killing themselves effectively. That is not a tragedy. Here's a tragedy. A tragedy to me is when you wake up approximately 13 years ago and you are totally blind. That's a tragedy. All right? And you're not prepared for it, and you're alone, and you don't have tons of money. That's a tragedy. That's what happened to me. For 2 weeks, I couldn't see anything at all. You want to talk about killing yourself or thinking about killing yourself? Let me tell you. Oh, please. I know all about it. You know, I'm just telling you, there are people with true tragedies in their lives. When something is done to you that you had nothing, you know, that wasn't your direct result of your own actions, that's a tragedy. And yet somehow, in this country, and I'm at the U.S. now, somehow, I don't know what it is, but somehow, people just want to change the story when you're dead. Why? I mean, you know, the fact that if you looked at this funeral, or whatever you want to call it, oh my God, all the stars, I loved Whitney, or with Michael, I loved Michael, really? Where were you when Michael was struggling? Where were you when Whitney was struggling? And you're going to say, well, Mark, you don't know if they weren't there. Oh, yes, I do. Absolutely, I do. I mean, some of them even admit it. You know, it's amazing how all the people come out when it's too late to make a difference. I just don't get it. I know people right now. You know, this is why I don't have a lot of friends. But with the friends I do have, when they're suffering, hey, I'm suffering. I'm calling them. I'm there. I'm doing the best I can to help. And I'm sure that happens with some of these superstars too. But this in her funeral, Whitney's funeral, they compared her to Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa? Whitney Houston, Mother Teresa? Do you see the two? I mean, okay, so you can sing. It doesn't make you Mother Teresa. I don't get it. Am I losing my mind? I don't know why they didn't compare Michael to Abraham Lincoln. Why not? You know, let's compare Etta James to the Kennedys. Why not? I just don't get it. And yet day after day after day, we are bombarded with news of innocent people who have their lives taken out, and nobody sheds a tear. I mean, really, I am moved more often by an innocent person or someone crossing the street or a hit and run driver. That moves me. Okay? When I read in the paper or I hear on the news that a multi-billionaire or a multi-millionaire superstar is found dead in a bathtub, you know, with alcohol and prescription drugs or with a needle in their arms, I'm sorry, it doesn't move me. I don't care. I just don't. You know, they're not heroes, people. They're just not. You know, it sends me into the stratosphere. And you know, it's amazing when I hear these people, and I watched a lot of it because I was really trying to get into it and think, okay, Mark, maybe you're being too hard on this whole thing. Well, Whitney wanted you all to know. Whitney wanted this to know. Whitney, nobody knows what, listen, the only person who knows what Whitney wanted was Whitney. And Whitney, I don't know what she wanted. I can't speak for her either. I don't know. I don't care. What I do care, though, is that we send the message to young people that you can live a gluttonous life and effectively throw your life away, and people will still praise you. What kind of values does that send to the children? You know, what kills me is that people's, like Michael and Whitney and a host of others, their stock and their sales go up more after they're dead than they were when they were alive. It's really quite sick. I think there's something creepy about it. You know, they were talking about, the world is going to mourn Whitney. I'm not mourning Whitney. I didn't mourn Michael. I don't. I won't. I refuse to. The people, you know who, I tell you who did get me when they passed away was Fred Rogers, you know, Mr. Rogers. I mean, you know, he did something for people. I don't know the philanthropic activities of these superstars. They may have things that don't come out, but it's been my opinion that a lot of them want you to know what they're doing for everybody that ever did anything. I remember when my uncle passed away, and I loved him more than life itself. There were people in his house at the wake, which I think is creepy. I don't go to wakes, and I really don't go to funerals. Talking about, oh, he was such a good man. I'm thinking, you know, I remember these people used to talk about my uncle kind of badly. Not that he deserved it, but they were jealous. And yet his wife let him in the house. And I remember, I at that point, this was 20 some odd years ago, I remember thinking, I'm going to have a list so that when I go, if they have a funeral for me. And if they don't, fine. It doesn't bother me. I'm really, you know, I don't know if this is going to sound crazy, but I'm really more of the Klingon kind of mentality from Star Trek. Throw the body away and let the person's life speak for itself. But I don't want anybody at my funeral that I didn't like or that I know didn't like me when I was living. I truly mean that. And if that makes me bitter, then so damn be it. Don't come being, oh, I love Mike. Mike was great. No. You had your chance when I was living. And if I didn't like you when I passed away, I sure as hell don't want you at my funeral. Just once, I would love to hear the truth. I remember that, a couple of years ago, there was this kid here in L.A., little gangbanging punk. I must have been around 13. I think he was 11 or 13. He tried to drive a car into a police officer. So the police officer shot through the windshield and killed him. And I'll be damned if during the funeral they didn't make this kid out to be some saint. The kid was out at 2 in the morning trying to run down a cop. You're going to call this a good kid? If it was a bad punk, I'm glad he's dead. Who knows how many lives that officer saved by killing that little SOB. Just once. I understand if the parents want to, you know, parents rarely see the kids for what they are. I understand this. I really do. I think it's kind of sick because, quite frankly, I expect more of my friends and family than less. But apparently I'm alone in this. But some people, I'm just glad they're dead. I know I'm not talking about superstars. I'm talking about, like, these criminals. I'm just amazed at how people mourn the loss of bad people. Any kid that's in a car, that's pointing a car at a police officer, in my opinion, and by the way, the police officer was chafing the child because he had stolen the car. And yet, I'll never forget the way the family, we're going to sue the police officer because they shot my son. Your son was trying to kill a cop. You're lucky they don't shoot you for having him. Oh, Lord, am I the last one left? Jesus, give me a... Oh. Whitney Houston was not Mother Teresa, nor should she be compared to Mother Teresa. Let's get that straight. I didn't know that woman, but I also know she didn't spend her days in a third world country fighting all kinds of diseases and helping people and not expecting anything in return. That I know. Oh, man, just once. I'd love to go to a funeral or at least hear somebody say, you know, when James died, he owed me $10. Just once. Let's just call it out. The man was a cheat. The woman was a, you know, or whatever. You know she was a drunk, right? Whatever. Just to speak the truth. And let's just say the truth about, you know, I understand that funerals are more for the living than the dead. Fine. But do you have to change the way it was? Do you have to change it? You know, you can say, I'm sorry she's gone, or I'm sorry he's gone. I understand. I've had people in my family pass away. I've had several friends of mine from high school commit suicide. And while I do miss them sometimes, I don't go around thinking, oh, he was a wonderful person, or she was a wonderful person. And I sure as I don't go, they're walking with God now. Because if you believe in God and you believe in the Bible does not say suicide is a good thing. And if you find it in the Bible that I read, the Holy Bible that I've read, tell me where it says good. When you get tired and you don't want to go on, just suck down some drugs or take a gun and shoot yourself. I'm sorry. That's not the Bible I've ever read. We all get tired. Those of us who have even a hard time trying to cross the street because you can't see or you can't hear well, this is not necessarily me. Or people who get up every day to go work in a job that they don't like just so they can make ends meet to feed their kids. Those are heroes. They get tired too. Why is it when these people die, you don't see all these superstars come? Well, people say, well, Mark, you know, they don't know who they are. No, of course not. What kills me, what amazes me, what stuns me, is how close people feel the superstars when the superstars themselves most often wouldn't give them the time of day. Do you understand me? I know this for a fact. I live in L.A. I know how these people act in public. Not all of them, of course, but that's been enough. They don't want to know you. And yet people take it personally. And I think a lot of it comes from the fact that a lot of people don't have their own lives. They really don't. They live in this superstar. And the only reason I'm bringing this up, you may say, well, if it really doesn't matter to you, Mark, why are you talking about it? Because it's been bothering me for a couple of years. Not just the recent, you know, this recent thing with Whitney Houston, which I could care less. It's just this whole idea of, you know, changing or rewriting history in a person's favor after they're dead. And I surely didn't intend to watch the thing, but I didn't watch it all. I mean, I kind of, you know, I wanted to see just how ridiculous it was. There were people on the funeral, at the funeral, whatever you want to call it, that truly knew her. And I think that's, you know, those people are entitled to say what they want. And people are entitled to watch what they want. And that's fine. I understand. But as far as I'm concerned, when you have people, and this is just my opinion, but when you have somebody or anybody or any group of people who have been given the opportunity to change the world, and I don't mean with their music. I mean really change the world, you know, by taking some money and doing some good, and doing good when they're not being a photographed by the paparazzi. You know what I'm trying to say here, right? I lost my thought. I'm sweating. I'm so angry. I'm not angry. I guess I'm just frustrated. Jesus. Can't they let somebody die in peace? I keep thinking about Elvis Presley. I mean, look at these people. And yet, half of you, half of the public, can read the newspaper, listen to the news about somebody who is home invasion and gets killed at the hands of some robber or some thief or some thug, and they won't even blink an eye. Unless, of course, it happened in their neighborhood, and then, of course, it's a whole different ball game, right? I want you to think about it. Really, think about this. Please, I'm begging you, think about this. Don't be trying to deify these people, you know, who have a lot of money, who throw their lives away. Just throw it away. Because they had no purpose to start with. Anybody who builds their life around their own talent is an empty person, and eventually they will crash and burn. You can bank on it. That's a guarantee. There has to be something greater than yourself. You know, the greatest love of all, taking a page out of the song from this woman saying, is to love something more than you love yourself. And for some people, you know, that's a country. For some people, it's the children. For some people, it's a cause. But I believe that these people who throw their lives away do so because they don't believe in anything greater than themselves. That's just my theory, but I'll stand by it. Because when you love yourself more than anybody else, then when you don't see a future for yourself, you figure, what's the point? You know? Oh, I've thought about suicide, believe me. Especially when for that 2 weeks when I couldn't see anything at all. Oh, I know. Well, all the Christmases you spend alone, or people that you think you have as friends, and then you find out the truth. Oh, please. Who haven't gone through something like that? And yet people keep going. So I don't have any sympathy, empathy for people who live a fantasy life in terms of what they can accomplish. They're above the law. They have money. They don't even have to worry about their career. I remember Whitney even saying that. I got so much money, I don't care about my career. Can you imagine? And yet I'm supposed to mourn her passing. No, it ain't going to happen. For those of you who have children, please try to teach these children that, you know what? How you die is as important as how you live. You know, tell your people, tell your children, tell your family. The next time you hear about somebody passing, a regular citizen, you know, not somebody with a bunch of Grammys who sold 100 million copies of a song. Not somebody who owns 17, 14, or 100 houses. Mourn them. Try to understand about them. Turn them into your personal hero. Not somebody who would go down the street in a limousine and not give you the time of day. You know, when I think about this episode of the podcast, I keep thinking, what should I name it? You know, I'm thinking, should I name it Losers with Talent or Just Once? I don't know. And I don't think the loss of every life is a bad thing. Believe me, when Saddam Hussein was hanged, I didn't cry. Hitler took his own life. Good, good, good. Not every life is worth saving or keeping. And I'm not making a value judgment in terms of superstars. I'm just saying, some people think, some people just think, oh my God, any life, really? I mean, I remember there were people who actually mourned the death, the execution of Tookie. I can't remember his last name, but he's a guy, you know, this big gangbanger who shot, and he admitted, I mean, it's a fact, took shotguns and shot people point blank in the face. The whole family. And people mourned his passing, like, oh my God. Please. I know I'm covering a bunch of stuff and I'm kind of rambling. It's just, it's all kind of coming up, you know? And I just, oh, Lord, please choose your heroes wisely. And I would hope that unlike some people that I've certainly seen on television in the last 24 hours, don't compare pop star to Mother Teresa. Okay? Really, just be more careful about that. I don't know what I'm going to call this episode. Maybe Just Once, because ultimately, I would love to see just once the public, just once, look at the facts and not the fiction of how they want things to be. All right, remember to make a joyful noise. I know you're thinking, well, gee, how can you say that, Mark? Look at what you just said. No, no, no. I just want you to don't give your admiration away. Maybe that's what I'll call this. Don't give your admiration away. You know? Really, don't. There should be a price. And the price should be, because, you know, I don't know if it's in the Bible or if it's from Aesop. I don't know who said it, but I'm reminded of the saying that says, to whom much is given, much is expected. That should be the standard by which you judge all your reactions, especially when it comes to Hollywood and the music industry and the acting industry, which I have absolutely no respect for whatsoever. And if someday I win the lottery, which is about the only way I'm going to make any money in this world, it seems like, I want you to remember that it's how I behaved after I made my millions says as much about me as how I behaved before. All right? Remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care.